You see how Hezekiah began to praise as he approached God. He began to brag on God. Lord, you are God alone. This is a fierce army that has gathered together to destroy us. But he took the letter that was written and laid it out before the Lord and began to brag on God. Amen. Go to verse 35. See, Hezekiah, his heart was right before God. The people were postured before God in a correct way. There was not sin in their camp. If you go to verse number 35 of chapter 19, is that correct? 2 Kings 19, verse 35. It says, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you worship, and to him shall you do sacrifice. Verse 35. Now, Hezekiah has spread the message, the letter out before the Lord, has praised God, has prayed. Verse 35 says, and it came to pass that night, somebody say that night, that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. That's 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. And Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sherezer, his sons, smote him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. When Hezekiah began to praise and pray, says somebody say praise and pray, and put his faith in God, that night, God sent an angel into the camp of the Assyrians that had surrounded them, that were seeking to destroy them and spoil them. And the angel in that night killed 185,000. One angel destroyed the enemy because someone praised and prayed. Ask somebody, what's behind your praise? Come on, ask somebody, what's behind your praise? You see, behind Eli and that group of Israelites, behind their praise was iniquity. And they were defeated. But the Hezekiah, behind his praise, was trust and obedience, submission to God's will. Amen. And therefore, there was victory that was wrought. Before they travailed, see, they didn't even have to fight in that battle. They didn't fight in that battle. The angel went out and fought for them. Come on, I'm telling you, when you send out praise, the angel goes. See, God inhabits that praise. And that praise goes out and it starts to order things. Starts to fight things, starts to displace things. Your praise goes before you. And oftentimes, Israel will not have to travail. Before she travails, she brings forth. Isn't it about time you could go forward without having to fight some battles? Some of us are battle fatigued. We're battle weary. We've been beaten down. Amen. Start releasing your praise from a pure heart, with holy hands, without wrath, without doubting. Watch how God begins to fight and deliver you. Amen. Go with me to 2 Chronicles, verse 20, chapter 20, 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 1. Here's another enemy seeking to invade Judah. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other beside, the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle him. Amen. As a child of God, you don't have to look for fights. Just keep living saved. Amen. Tell somebody, keep living saved and keep praising God. Because see, the reason you don't have to look for fight, because people are going to be intimidated by you, especially evil spirits. So they will try to strategize against you. But like Jehoshaphat, when the enemy came against him, let's take a look at what happened. Verse number 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God, our fathers, of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? How many know he is praising God? Come on, he's bragging on God right now. With his enemy, this formidable foe facing him, he starts to brag on God. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We see with these men of God that were prosperous, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, they lived a life so that that was behind their praise, God could look upon and say, I must defend them. Their praise carries weight. They begin by praising God, bragging on God, rather than talking about the enemy that they were facing. And this is a problem that many have. They talk about the enemy versus bragging on God to their enemy. In the face of evil spirits, come on, when ain't nobody else around, you need to be bragging on your God. You need to be talking about what God's going to do about this here. God rules in the heaven. He sits high and looks low. Amen. This is but a grasshopper in God's sight. This mountain shall become a plain in Jesus' name. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. He is my lily of the valley. He is my bright and morning star. He is the beginning and the ending, author and finisher. Come on, start bragging on God. Come on, that's praising God when you start bragging on him. Come on, you release a praise and he inhabits that praise. Jehoshaphat began to praise. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, mark it down, verse 3 through 9, and then 10 and 11. Verses 3 through 9. We know, take note that the first thing they did, they praised. He acknowledged God, and then he set his eyes upon him. Take your eyes off of your situation. Abraham, take your eyes off of Sarah, off of the condition of your body. Set your eyes on me. They praised, they acknowledged, and they set their eyes upon him. In verse 14, when they did this, look at somebody, tell them God began to move. In verse 14, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. When you praise, when you acknowledge God, when you set your eyes upon him, tell somebody, get ready for a move. In verse 18, when God spoke through that prophet, in verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Look at somebody, they praised God. They worshiped. They lifted their voice up. On high. As they did that, I'm certain that God began to give them divine strategies. See, stuff starts happening when you praise God. When you praise God, keep your ear tuned. Keep your spirit sensitive. Revelation will start to flow to you. God will start getting creative. Because after they praise, after they worship, the next thing, something came to Jehoshaphat. In verse 21. It says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Revelation came to Jehoshaphat to send the singers out before the army. Come on, as they worshiped, as they praised, God dropped it in his spirit. Send out the singers first. Now you would think about a moment. This is a formidable foe. These are three nations gathered together, hostile. But he's going to send out the singers first. Their weapon is their song. Their weapon is their praise. Their weapon is their worship. Come on, he got revelation from God to send out. He appointed singers. And in verse 22, and when they begin to sing and to praise, somebody say, when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. When he appointed singers and they began to sing and praise, the Lord sent ambushes. When we are praising, whether congregationally or separately, when what's behind your praise is pure and you are praising God, God sends out ambushes. In other words, he's going out to ambush your enemy. Come on, before they can get to you, he's going to ambush them. They're waiting to ambush you. God's going to ambush them. Hello? As a matter of fact, he'll have your enemy fighting one another. Before they get to you, they'll be fighting each other. He'll send that confusion the enemy wants to put on you back into the camp to where they can't get along, and they defeat themselves, they destroy themselves ever before you get there. The Bible says, he that rolls a stone, it shall roll back on him. He that digs a ditch shall fall therein. He that breaks a hedge, the serpent's gonna bite him.
We are continuing in part 3 of Before Zion Prevails, Behind Every Praise. Matthew 15 and 8 states, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. God wants you to have victory in your praise. Oftentimes, people's outward praise is not connected to the inward conditions of their heart. Your praise should be based upon your love for and your relationship with Christ. Psalm 149 and 6 states, let the high praises of God be in their mouths, and a two-edged sword in their hands. Praise ye the Lord. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.